Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom, and today we are talking about three reasons to ditch your razor. But before we get into today's topic, as always, I like to give a little sort of life update at the start of the show. So, first of all, oh my God, I am a week from today. Literally a week from today, I am going to be on the road to BC, to our new home. I am honestly freaking out a little bit. I have a countdown app on my phone. It is 3 days until Sean gets home. He's coming home to move us. Thank God. I don't know if I'd be able to do this by myself. But our actual move day, 6 days, 17 hours, 56 minutes, and 22 seconds until 6 a.m. on August 31st, 2022. We are moving to BC. I cannot believe it. It feels like the last 6 weeks. Sean's been gone since the beginning of July, I think it was, that he left. And it feels like the first week that he was gone sort of like dragged on and on and on. And then the next week kind of dragged on and on and on because I was like, oh my God, it's too far away from the move still. I can't really like pack. I still need, there's so much stuff I have to do, but just it felt like it wasn't close enough to the move to actually do it yet. And now that I'm 6 days away, I'm like, holy shit, I need to get my shit together and finish packing all this stuff up. And it feels like the last like 6 weeks has just like just evaporated. I was like, oh, I have so much time. I have so much time to spend with my friends. I have so much time to do all the things I want to do in Regina before we move. And then I wake up and it's Wednesday the 24th and we move in 6 days and I'm like freaking out inside because I'm so excited. Like I am honestly so excited to finally take this leap and move to the mountains. I've been wanting to do this for so fucking long that now that it's actually here, it doesn't feel like it still doesn't feel real. Like all so much of my stuff is packed up. Like my office is like looking so sparse. I put all my decorations away and it feels weird in here, but for some reason it still doesn't feel real. I think maybe a part of it is because I still have like my stuff up on the walls. Like maybe once I take down my photos and pack those away and then it actually starts like looking really bare in here instead of just like random piles of shit everywhere and like open boxes and all the boxes that are shoved into Sean's like office right now. Maybe once I get all of that stuff taken down, it'll start feeling like it's actually real, because it doesn't feel real still. Like I'm 6 days away and I'm like, oh yeah, Sean's just gone and I'm just packing up my stuff for no reason. I don't know why it doesn't feel real. It kind of felt the same way when I was moving into my loft here, like where we are now. When we first moved in, it didn't feel real. Like it felt like until we'd lived here for like a full month, it honestly still felt like any moment that this was going to get like ripped away from me. And I don't feel that way this time. I feel a lot more like calm and confident about it this time, thankfully. But it definitely feels like it's not real. I've just been wanting this for so long. And I've had a lot of dreams ripped away from me over my life. Like going off topic, wait, we always go way off topic at the start of the show. We're going to come back to it. So, but I think part of the reason why I have such a hard time really like not accepting my dreams or like going after them, just like I think I have a hard time accepting those things, because one of the like really big dreams I had for a long time, so me and my ex-wife, I'm actually going to talk about her a little bit in this episode because y'all know I have a lot of really bad stories about her and this ties into the body hair thing, but it was a dream of mine for a very long time to move to the United States and live with her. We were long distance our whole relationship, the whole six, I think it was 6 years that we were together. We were long distance. And the whole time, I wanted nothing more than to live with her permanently. Because long distance, if anyone's ever done long distance, you know how much it sucks. I'm having to do it right now again with Sean, and while I don't like it, I at least know that there's like an end date. Like there is a point where Sean is coming home and he's just going to be home. He does have to go back to Kamloops for a little bit after the move for like 3 weeks, but then once that's done, he's home. So it's a little easier to kind of do the long distance thing when you know that there is an end in sight, right? But I wanted nothing more to live with her full time in the same postal code, same zip code, I guess it would be if I was in the States. But when that dream of mine kind of got like ripped away from me, and it wasn't by my choice, it was her choice, it was my choice to end the relationship. She's the one that kind of put that wheel in motion by cheating on me. Let's just be real here. But when that like dream got taken away from me, I think it really put like a damper on a lot of the ways that I was able to dream big. So I think that's why, like, when I moved in here into this loft on Dudney Avenue, that I was just so scared of it being ripped away, because that has been my experience in the past. I've had my dreams ripped away from me too many times. But this time is going to be different. Nothing is going to go wrong. The move is going to go as smooth as it can. Aldous and Ember have had their checkups at the vet. We are sedating them because at the vet, we had to wait like 2 hours in the car, and the whole time Ember was just crying very, very sadly. Just the most mournful cry. She doesn't do well in the car. So it's funny because I was like, oh, we definitely need to get some sedatives for Aldous. Like, he was the one I was worried about until I took them both to the vet. And I was like, actually, I think it's Ember. That's going to be the one that I need to be worried about here. So yeah, we've got all that stuff ready to go. We've got their sedatives, gabapentin. And I bought them a little like carrier for the car. It's got like the carrier that we got is like a tunnel, and then you kind of hook it on the seats in the headrests. So we're gonna see how that goes. It's big, and it goes the whole length of the back seat. My thought was that I can put a litter box in there with them if they need to use it. Most cats don't do that when they're on the road, especially for 12 hours, who knows. Stormy used to use the litter box when we took her up to the lake, so we'll see if it was just a fluke that she would do that. But so we've got everything ready to go for that. I just need to finish packing. And then on the 30th, so next Tuesday, we pack up the truck. And then the next morning, we leave at 6 in the morning to drive the 12 hours to Nelson. And then we have to stay in an Airbnb that night. So we're going to park the truck at our new place, and then we have to stay in an Airbnb. Then the next morning, we get to move in, so I will be doing a tour of the new place once I've kind of settled in. Hopefully I'll have internet right away. I left that in Sean's hands. I think he got that sorted. Fingers crossed. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited for this move to be done. I'm not excited about the actual move part. Honestly, moving just puts me into a little bit of a tizzy, and I'm not looking forward to just feeling so discombobulated and just like overstimulated and just out of my routine. It's not gonna be a fun time, but once we're there, I'm gonna have the mountains to stare at every morning. I think that's gonna make everything better. So yesterday I had my last shoot in my studio in Regina here, and it was honestly like super bittersweet. Like, I am excited, as excited as I am about the move, I am also very sad to be leaving the studio behind. I feel like over the last 3 years, I posted about this in my Instagram story the other day, about how the last 3 years in this space has just taught me so much about myself. It's taught me so much about my capability to do the fucking things that I want. You know, my ex-wife told me to quit photography and go back to school and get a real career. So I feel like the last 3 years, I've just kind of spent that time proving to myself over and over and over again that I can do this, that it is possible to do the things that you want. It is possible to be a small business owner, as like stressful as it is. Most of the time I feel like I want to tear my hair out because of all the shit that comes with being a small business owner. But in the end, honestly, it is worth it to me, even with all the stress, because I'm able to kind of do my own thing. I'm able to get up at 10 o'clock and have a coffee and do some yoga and write. And then if I feel like I start work at like 1 o'clock, and I just feel like I'm way more focused and able to do the things that I want to do. And if I wake up and I'm having a bad day, like if I feel like I just can't focus that day, if I'm having some troubles, like just kind of getting through it and just like focusing, I'm like, you know what? I think I need to take a break. I'm going to take the rest of the day off and have that be okay. Like you can't do that when you work for someone else. You can't get up in the morning and be like, I don't feel like working today. I'm going to take the day off and hang out with my cats or like play on my Switch or whatever. You can't do that when you're working for someone else. So I just love it. So yeah, I don't know where I got on that tangent. I kind of went down the train tracks there and ended up in a destination I wasn't expecting. So, but isn't that always how it goes at the top of the show, right? So yeah, I cannot wait for this move to be done. I am sad that my sessions here are done. That's where I was. I was talking about my session yesterday. My session yesterday went so good, but it was so sad because my makeup artist, Ariana, she has been with me for the last 3 years. I think it was October of 2019 that we first started working together. It might have been September. I can't remember. Ariana, if you're seeing this, correct me, because it was one of those 2 months. I know it was in 2019, and it was right after we moved in, but I don't remember if we moved in September or October. I think it was September. Either way, it doesn't matter. But it's just been such an honor to watch Ariana blossom into this just confident and sure of herself, beautiful young woman who just I know is going to crush it into, you know, the next phase of her life. She's just going to absolutely crush it. But it just crushed me to know that we're not going to work together every week anymore, because she has been just an absolute dream of an employee over the last 3 years. I have always known that I can count on her. She's always here early, and just it's been amazing working with her. So it was a little bittersweet yesterday because, like I said, it was Ariana and I our last time working together, and it was my last shoot in here. It was my last client shoot. And it feels sad. I photographed, I think it was over 120 clients. It might have been more than that. It might have been closer to 135, maybe. I can't remember what the exact count was. But I've photographed over 130 clients over the last 3 years in this space. I've changed the lives of 130 clients. And that is a lot. I don't know. As excited as I am to start taking these sessions out into nature and to like reconnect with nature myself and just let the outdoors and the river and the forest be my studio, I am going to miss the time that I've had in here. I'm definitely going to miss Amber photobombing. She didn't photobomb yesterday. I was a little miffed at her. I told her at the start of the day, I was like, look, girl, this is your last chance to photobomb. Are you going to take it? Or are you going to leave it? And she came over like for a slight bit while we were shooting just to kind of like say hello, but she didn't get up on the bed or anything. And she's like walked away. I was like, all right, well, I guess you're not photobombing today and that's okay. I don't pay you. I do feed you and I do scoop your litter, but I guess you're going on strike or something. She didn't want to do it anymore. So big feelings all around. I definitely cried yesterday after my client left. I felt very sad about it, but happy at the same time and ready to move on to other things. So before we dive into today's topic, I just wanted to remind everybody that for the next 2 weeks, there won't be a podcast as I'm moving and settling. We will be going back to the regular Tuesday at noon. Maybe my time zone's going to change. It'll still be Tuesday around the same time, around midday. I will post about that in the app when I am sure of when, like what time it will be and what our next topics are going to be. I will be posting those as events and, of course, announcing them as well. But we will be moving back to the Tuesdays at noon-ish to be determined, time to be determined. And I'm taking the next 2 weeks off as next week on Tuesday I'm packing up my truck. And then the week after, I'm just going to give myself a little bit of extra time to kind of settle in and get things going in BC, set up my office, hoping that the internet is connected and ready to go. So I will be returning to these live podcasts, but we are taking a 2 week break. So don't look for one next week or the week after, but the week after that, we'll be back. I'll be back and you'll be able to see my new setup. I'll hopefully have had time to like set up my little gallery wall behind me. I went to breakfast this morning with my my photography mentor, Terry Hofford, and she absolutely is obsessed with Stormy's pink dress here. She told me, she's like, well, when you move, you better put that pink dress back up on the wall. I was like, you better believe I'm going to put that pink dress back up on the wall. That is my favorite feature of this wall, especially her little crown here too. There's a little crown that I have hanging up above it.
Hey babe, are you tired of all the doom scrolling you've been doing on Facebook or Instagram? Do you follow a bunch of accounts that just make you feel shitty about yourself all of the time? Are you looking for a place where you can be yourself and be supported along your journey to empowerment? The Babes Club is a body positive social community for folks that identify as women. While new friendships often blossom inside our community, you'll also benefit from our library of resources created with self-empowerment in mind. It's free to join, so head over to your app store and search The Babes Club, or head to app.thebabes.club to create your account today. See you inside.
Last summer, I ditched my razor, and I've honestly learned a lot of things, not only about myself, but the standards of beauty that we've all been force-fed our entire lives. So I don't really remember the exact reason why I decided to stop shaving, but there was a comment that I saw. I can't remember if it was on a TikTok video or some thread somewhere or something like that, but there was a comment that I saw that was saying how hairlessness is linked to pedophilia in a way, because who is hairless but children? And that kind of stuck with me, and it made me feel really gross. I was like, wait a minute, so you're telling me that if I shave off all my hair to conform to beauty standards, all I'm really doing is making myself, in a way, look younger and therefore more appealing to men? That really bothered me. So I think, I don't know if it was for sure that exact comment that made me stop shaving, but it definitely put it into perspective a lot for me. And it made me start questioning why I was actually doing it. And after doing some digging, some kind of like internal work, I realized that the only reason I was shaving my body hair was because I had been taught to do that over the years, right? I quickly realized that I don't care. I don't care if I am hairy. I realized, though, that I had to kind of learn to get past what other people's expectations are about my own body. So I, at the beginning, like last summer, I decided to stop shaving, and I honestly spent a lot of time being overly concerned and self-conscious and maybe even a little bit embarrassed about my body hair, because my body hair is so fucking dark. Like, the hair on my lower legs is so dark, and it has taken me a long time to learn to accept that. I had to go through a lot of introspection with my own internalized misogyny surrounding my body hair. And just like everybody else, like I said, I've been taught my whole life to think that my body hair was disgusting and unnatural. And isn't that just a form of like negative self-talk, really, when you think on it, when you think back on it? Going back to like my self-talk workbook, if you haven't done it, check it out. It's in the Babes Club app. It's included with your premium membership. You can buy it on my store as well if you want a printed copy. But all this like self-hatred that I had surrounding my body hair, really, when I kind of did some digging and I stopped and thought about it, I was like, wow, I am just being mean to myself about this for absolutely no reason. The only reason I've been doing it is because I've been taught by the media, by society, by beauty standards, that this is how I had to present my body. This is how I had to be in order to be acceptable to look at. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that anymore. I was like, you know what? I don't care if my legs are hairy. If that bothers somebody else, guess whose problem that is? It's not my problem. If you don't like what I look like, then don't look at me. So during this process, the last summer, I didn't really wear clothing that showed off the hair that was growing back. I wore like short sleeves. I didn't wear tank tops. I would never wear tank tops. I probably wore leggings most of the summer. I wore a lot of long dresses. I was just so embarrassed about how dark my hair was growing back. There's also the myth that when you shave your body hair, it grows back darker. That's actually not true. I don't have a source for that. During my research for this episode, that did come up. And I feel like that is a myth or a misconception that maybe a lot of us are aware is not true. It's a myth. But just in case you didn't know, that's not true. When your leg hair starts growing back darker, that's literally because you are a grown-ass woman or non-binary person. And that's how body hair is, right? When we're young and our body hair starts to come in, it's not always really dark, right? A lot of us have like blonde hair on our legs, but once you get older, that hair can darken up over time. So it's actually a misconception that when you shave your hair off, it grows back darker. And I think maybe that's part of, I feel like that's almost like a way that like the beauty industry has kind of tricked us into continuing to remove all of our body hair. I hope you guys can't hear my dog or my neighbor's dog in the back. He's crying. He's left alone right now. Poor boy. But yeah, I almost talked myself back into, you know, during this process of trying to learn to love my body hair, not even learn to love it. I don't really care about loving anything about my body. I just want to be able to accept it, right? Be like, that's just how my body is, and that's okay. It's acceptable. It's totally acceptable to be that way. But I almost talked myself back into shaving all of it off again many times over the first few months, especially that it was growing back, just because I was so embarrassed. I felt really ashamed of my body for a while, but I knew that I needed to push through that because I didn't want to shave anymore. I was just over it. I was over the amount of time I spent in the shower all the time. I was over having to buy shaving cream all the time, buying razors. Like, razors for women are so expensive. Like, because they're marketed to us. It's ridiculous. You can buy a razor for a man way cheaper and it does the exact same thing. There's a hack for you. If you don't want to quit shaving, buy men's razors because they're the same fucking thing. Often they actually work better because they're meant for like coarse facial hair. If you want to shave your legs with a men's razor, that's definitely what I would recommend because they're cheaper and there's no pink tax on them. Don't even get me started on the fucking pink tax, man. But I think a lot of my own, you know, after a while, after, you know, probably it probably took like, I'd say maybe 3 to 4 months maybe for my leg hair to really kind of fill in. It took a while for it to grow all the way back because hair grows in cycles, right? So it takes a while for it all to come back. And it took a while for it to soften up. Like when it first started coming back and it was so coarse and just itchy and I wasn't used to having like that sensory load, I guess, on my legs all the time. Like the wind would blow and I'd feel the breeze in my hair on my legs and it was like really disconcerting for a while. So I almost talked myself back into shaving it off, but I was like, you know what? This is an experiment. I started looking at it as an experiment. I was like, you know, I just want to see what this is going to be like. I'm going to just try this out for a while. If I don't like it, I can always shave it off again, right? And that's okay. If you don't like something, you just try it out. If you don't like it, then go back to the way you were doing it before. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. I'm also not saying that anyone that's listening to this or watching the replay on the Babes Club app needs to ditch your razor. This is just a suggestion. I'm presenting this information so that you can make your own informed decision about whether or not you want to continue conforming to the beauty standards as they've been laid out to us over time. And if you want to do that, if body hair bothers you, that's fine. I just want to give you something to think about, something to chew on a little bit. So I think a lot of my own internalized feelings about my natural body hair came from the way that my ex treated me. And if you know anything about me, you know, I have a lot of shitty stories about her. And I'm not saying that as a way to like throw her under the bus. But there have been a lot of experiences in my life. Like that, the time that I spent with her was a very intense time of my life. And from the bits and pieces that I do remember, there were a lot of really shitty things that were said or done to me or in our relationship that really shaped the way that I saw not only myself, but also the world. And it took a long time to undo a lot of that. And I'm still working through some of that as well. So it's not, you know, this isn't a thing that just kind of happens overnight, right? And it doesn't happen overnight and it doesn't come unraveled overnight either. It can take some time. For her, it was completely unacceptable to have any amount of body hair. I'm talking any. I had a little hair on my chin one time, and she pointed out to me. She's like, "Are you gonna pluck that?" I was like, at the time, I was like, "Oh yeah, okay." But now I'm kind of like, "Fuck you, bitch! Like, deal with your own shit. Don't worry about what my face is doing. Go look in the mirror yourself and figure it out for yourself, right?" Like I said, for her, it was completely unacceptable to have any amount of body hair. So her own disgust about over body hair sort of leaked into my own feelings about my own body, and this is like super messed up. It's so messed up how much someone else's opinion of our own body. Who is the only one that lives in your body? It's you. It's just you, right? How fucked up is it that some one person's opinion about something on your body, whether you can change it or not, body hair is something that is very easy to change. If you want to shave it off, you do it. If you don't, let it grow out. Like, it's an on and off switch, I feel like. But just shaming someone else for their own body and having that sort of like leak into your own thoughts about yourself, your own self-esteem, your own self-worth, like, it's so fucked that our brains allow us to do that. When we know that somebody else's opinion of ourselves, well, we know, right? It's hard to like think of this in the moment when it's happening, but somebody else's opinions of our body doesn't fucking matter. Are you comfortable in your body? If the answer is yes, then great. Screw what everyone else thinks. But we were long distance, so anytime I was about to make a trip down to see her, I would spend literally so much time in the shower shaving off any visible hair to make myself, quote, acceptable or presentable to her. And I'm talking like 30 minutes in the shower and like a half a can of shaving cream. I had so much fucking time. At my parents' house when I still lived at home, the basement bathroom had like a timer on the light, and the max you could turn it to was 30 minutes. I spent so much time in the shower getting ready for a trip to see her one time that the timer turned off on me. And I was like in the dark in the shower with a razor in one hand and like a mostly empty can of shaving cream in the other. And it took so much time for me to prepare myself. Sounds so fucking ridiculous. I'm saying this out loud. To prepare myself to be acceptable, to be sexually acceptable to her. And it's just so fucked how much time I would spend on something that didn't bother me. It didn't bother me whether or not I had pubic hair or whether or not I had leg hair or armpit hair or a little hair sticking out of my chin or an eyebrow hair that stuck out in the wrong direction. It never bothered me. What bothered me was what other people's opinions of me would be. So I had to do a lot of work around that. I feel like I've definitely gotten a lot further along on that journey over the last year that I haven't been shaving. It's taken a lot of work to get here, but I'm at the point now where I'm just like, you know what? If you're going to stare at me while I'm on the street or make a comment about me behind my back or think whatever you want about me, that's on you, and it doesn't have any bearing on my life whatsoever. I'm just going to live my life the way that I want to. I'm going to go be a hairy mountain witch in the woods, right? And just start being more authentically myself. And I think that has really helped me along this journey of like not only accepting my body, but accepting like my own personality, my own spirit, and just the way that I want to live my life. So saving time is number one. So that leaves me to my first point here. Ditching your razor, number one, will save you so much time. Even when I have to wash my hair in the morning, my showers don't take nearly as long anymore. I am in and out of the shower so fast now that sometimes Sean is just like, whoa, you're done your shower already? Like, how'd you do that so fast? Because we're also used to spending so much time in the shower, because what takes the most time in the shower if you're not washing your hair? Obviously, washing your hair takes a while, especially if you've got long hair and curly hair like I do. It takes a long time to style it, wash it, and everything like that. But, sorry, all this is in a paper bag behind me. If you're hearing crinkling, that's just my cat. But I save so much time. I don't have to be in the shower for so long anymore. And why would I waste all of my time in the shower shaving off all of my body hair if it doesn't bother me to have it? If it only bothers other people, then that is their problem, and they can deal with that on their own time.
The Babes Club is an online community geared towards women's empowerment through connection with self and others. We recognize the value in building each other up. We speak up against body shaming and diet culture and see the damage it has done to each and every one of us. We throw away the notion that we have to fit into one specific type of mold to be beautiful, to be sexy, to be desirable, to be loved. Join the Babes Club for free via your app store or at app.thebabes.club to kickstart your journey towards self-empowerment. You deserve it.
Reason number two to ditch a razor is to just stick it to the razor companies that started marketing them to us in the first place. Did you know? I don't know. Lana, this isn't, I don't know if any of you knew this, but did you know that it wasn't that common for women to shave their legs until the early 1900s? When razor companies decided that they needed to sell more razors. So, what do? They go, well, we're only marketing razors to men because men need to shave their facial hair, right? But what if we decided to just start marketing these products to the other half of the population? That's a whole other market that we're missing out on here. Maybe we need to start advertising to women and shaming women into thinking that they have to be hairless. Hairless equals beauty, right? I think that's right around the time where we started seeing that shift as far as body hair being unacceptable. And the whole hair removal history goes way back, way, way back. I did some research on this. I don't have anything directly to quote, but body hair removal has been a thing for probably as long as humans have been around. However, it has never been more common than it is today. It is more common than ever for a woman to feel like she needs to shave off all of her hair in order to be acceptable, presentable, feminine. Since the early 1900s, there's been so much marketing towards women's hair removal products that it's been ingrained into us that we need to shave our body hair to be more feminine or more acceptable to look at. And the thing is that women, adult women, have body hair. It is natural. It is normal. It all happens to all of us during puberty. We get body hair, right? It's totally normal for a grown-ass woman to have body hair. And reason number three to ditch a razor, I think, is really just my personal opinion. But I feel like over the last year that I stopped shaving, it's really helped me reconnect with my body in a way that I just didn't expect. Like, I didn't expect to learn how to accept who I am, what I look like, and this journey that has taken place over the last year has really solidified for me that I'm okay with who I am on the outside. I've really learned to accept the fact that not everyone is going to be appreciative of my appearance, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't want to be for everybody. Because when you are for everybody, you're not being authentic to yourself. If you are authentically you, you're going to turn some people off. And that's healthy. That's totally normal. You want to attract the people that you want to attract and repel everyone else, right? But me accepting myself, me being okay with who I am on the outside, does that mean that I don't get stared at a lot, especially around Regina? Trust me, I have gotten a lot of stares out on the street. Not that I really leave my house anyway. But the times that I do leave the house, especially if I am wearing shorts or a tank top, like, I don't shave my pits. I don't shave anything anymore. I don't even do my eyebrows anymore. It feels good, man. But I've definitely had people stare at me, like, just openly stare at me. But that doesn't mean that everybody is staring at me, right? I thought that a lot more people would care than they actually do. I thought that people would stare at me a lot more than they do. And I think that's part of what kept me away from doing this for so long. Like, I've never really, like, when I was younger and I asked my mother if I could have a razor to start shaving for the first time, I felt a little bit of shame around that too, even then. But the only reason I even wanted to do it was because my friends were doing it. And I felt like if I didn't do what my friends were doing, then they wouldn't accept me. Ugh. Childhood, right? But I honestly thought that people would care a lot more than they actually do. And I think for the most part, that people don't even notice. I don't think a lot of people even notice. Like, I'm going to let you in on a little secret that has really helped me kind of along this journey of accepting myself and being okay with how I am presenting. Literally everyone is also too worried about what everyone else is thinking about them that they have no time to worry about what you are doing with your body. And the ones that notice, you don't want them in your life anyway. The ones that are going to make the comments that are going to bother you, they don't need space in your life anyway. They don't deserve to take up that space in your life. Just do you, babe. Ditch your razor or don't. I don't care either way. If you feel more comfortable in your body when you shave, that's okay. Like, I'm not saying if you're listening to this podcast, you have to ditch your razor. You have to be hairy. You're not feminist if you're not hairy. That's fucking bullshit. Do whatever you want with your body, but just know that it is your choice to make. And it was really just razor companies and smart marketing telling you otherwise your whole fucking life. At the end of every episode, we always do a card pull. I don't know why I always say we on this podcast. It's not like it's anyone but me. Me and my cats, I don't know. Me and Sean, if he ends up like editing these episodes for me and releasing them outside of the app. Because that hasn't happened. I know the first time I went live on here, I was like, yeah, eventually these will be put out onto like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. Maybe I'll figure it out on my own. I haven't even tried. I'll just be straight up honest with y'all. I haven't even tried to put these out on Spotify or anything like that, because I don't have any fucking clue how to do that. If I'm being real honest, I got Sean to show me how to set all this stuff up before he left. I had to reconnect the mic one time and I was like, oh my fucking God, I don't even know how to do this. I'm pretty technologically adept, I feel like, but when it comes to stuff like this, for some reason, it's like a lost science to me. So eventually these will be put out. So maybe we is me and Sean, because he's going to eventually have to listen to this. So hey babe, when you see this, I love you and I miss you so much. And by the time you've seen this, you'll probably be home for real. So all right, so like I said, at the end of every episode, I always pull a card from my favorite deck. We're going to do the Tales of the Mystical Cats Tarot yet again. I love this deck. I always do daily card pulls as well in the Witchy Babes group on the app. So if you're not already a member of that, just request to join every day, every weekday. I post a new card into the Witchy Babes group with the write-up and everything, so you can interpret it however you wish. But as always with these card pulls, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Not every card is going to 100% resonate with you, but there's usually little tidbits here and there that kind of will make you think of something. All right, we have the Fire King reversed today. So I'll show y'all it right side up on the stream here. So this is the Fire King. It was reversed, so I'm just going to show it to you right side up, but I am going to read the reversal. So this is a very majestic looking orange cat. Hopefully this orange cat doesn't just share the one singular brain cell that Ember shares with every other orange cat. If you have an orange cat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But he's sitting on this little kind of like pillar in front of three, or like maybe this big kind of bowl of fire behind his head. He's got this beautiful kind of garnet collar on, a big fluffy tail with a little black stripe on it. There's some red flowers all around him and in the background. And there's a little like salamander at the bottom there. He's kind of just like hanging out, saying hi. So yeah, Fire King reverse. So we're going to read what this one says for y'all today, Fire King. Here we go. So the Fire King radiates charisma and nobility. His brave heart will stand against any challenge, and he is ready to fight if necessary, though he rarely provokes a battle. His confidence and good humor inspire loyalty in his clanmates, who willingly welcome his leadership. Females adore him, for he is gallant and romantic as well as passionate. This king's positive attitude will not allow for any thought of defeat, and he has little patience for fearfulness in others. He is a blazing beacon of courage. If the card is reversed, be careful not to abuse your power you wield. Don't make quick judgments about others' abilities, for they may be just as competent as you and need to take some responsibility of their own. Sharing the leadership role will help you from becoming overbearing and losing the support you have earned so far. So the thing that really stuck out to me on this one is that the Fire King is a blazing beacon of courage. And I think that if you are going to make the decision to ditch your razor, or at least give it a little experiment, it is going to take a lot of courage to do that. Because like I was saying earlier in the episode, we have all been so conditioned to feel like we have to be hairless all the time. And going against the grain, going against the mold, going against beauty standards, that takes courage. It is hard. It is hard to do because I feel like people don't like strong women sometimes. In the sense that, you know, if you are sort of taking control of your own appearance and just doing whatever the hell you want, it makes other people uncomfortable, especially if it goes against kind of the societal norms that we have been expected to abide by. So I want to encourage all of you listening or watching to just give it a shot. You know, if you don't like it, like I said, you don't have to do it. First of all, you don't have to do whatever. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. I am here, like I said, just presenting some information so that you can make your own choices and just know that it is okay to go against the grain. It is okay to be different than everybody else. It is okay to have armpit hair. It's okay to have dark leg hair. It's okay to have pubic hair that sticks out of your bathing suit. You don't have to get a bikini wax. Adults have body hair, and that's just the end of it. It's okay to have pubic hair sticking out of your bathing suit at the beach. If someone is staring, tell them to take a picture. But then if they take their camera out, just like punch them. No, I don't do that. I don't condone violence on this podcast. It's just a suggestion. Just like everything. Everything on this podcast is just a suggestion. Legal disclaimer. If you punch somebody at the beach because they looked at you the wrong way, I take zero responsibility. All I am doing is just trying to empower you to make your own decisions here. So that being said, thank you so much once again for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support my show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. If you are a member of the app, leave me a 5-star review on the App Store as well. That helps other people find our awesome community. So this podcast is brought to you by the Babes Club, an app to help you along your journey to find your inner badass babe. Head to your app store to download or head to our web community app.thebabes.club to sign up today. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. Send me an email and I may read it on the show. See you next week, babe.